Christmas. I know some of you hate Christmas. I love Christmas. I love the trees and the decorations. I love the tinsel and the lights. I love the turkey and the trimmings. And I love the Christmas crackers. I've got one with me today. Would someone like to pull the first Christmas cracker of 2019? No one, you miserable lot. Fine, first Christmas cracker of 20. Christmas crackers are brilliant, aren't they? Christmas crackers have great things in them. They vary in quality depending on where you buy them from. Christmas crackers have three things in them. The first thing they have in them is a riddle or a joke. This one says, how do you stop a skunk smelling? Hold its nose. That's in John Kearns' handwriting. The first thing in a Christmas cracker is a riddle. And when Jesus came from heaven to earth, he was the answer to the riddle. For hundreds of years, the people of God had been waiting for someone to save them, someone to rescue them. And in those hundreds of years, people who God had sent had visions and words about this God, Messiah, Savior, who would come and rescue them. They talked about how he would come, why he would come, and where he would come. They were written in riddles, and when Jesus came from heaven to earth, he is the answer to the riddle. Riddles like this one that talk about exactly where Jesus would be born. But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. It says, he will stand and shepherd his flock. And we know Jesus as the good shepherd. He will stand and strengthen his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. When Jesus came from heaven to earth at Christmas time, he came to be our peace. When Jesus came from heaven to earth at Christmas time, he is the answer to the riddle. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. But this Christmas, some of your lives don't feel filled with peace. For some of you, your life today feels like a riddle. You have questions about what and why and how, and you can't see a way forward. For some of you, your lives are riddled with stuff. For some of you, there's someone that you need to say sorry to this Christmas to find peace. For some of you, your lives feel riddled with stuff because you need to forgive somebody this Christmas. For some of you, your lives feel riddled because you need to receive forgiveness this Christmas. And when Jesus came from heaven to earth to be the answer to the riddle, he came to offer us peace through forgiveness. The Bible tells us that every single one of us has done stuff that's wrong. And because of that, we can't get from here to heaven. But Jesus came from heaven to here to give us forgiveness and to give us peace. The first thing in our cracker is a riddle. Jesus, when he came from heaven to here, is the answer to the riddle. The second thing that we find in our cracker is a gift. When Jesus came from heaven to here, Jesus is the gift. Jesus is a gift in two ways. Firstly, Jesus is God's gift from heaven to earth. Jesus is the gift of God. And gifts sometimes tell us what the gift giver is like. The incredible thing with a gift is this. When you give somebody a gift, you give them it and it's nicely wrapped up in the shiny paper, or if you're like me, it's in a bag, and you pass it on to somebody and they rip it open and they open it and people say this, "It's what I've always wanted." "What is it?" And they look through it and they realize you've put the receipt in the wrapper. And they don't want to make it awkward, so they kind of pass it back to you without looking at the price and say, "I'm not going to return this. It's what I've always wanted. It fits perfectly. I don't need to get rid of this." And you say, "No, the receipt's there because I'd like you to pay me." "We can do backs or we can do a check. That's fine." No, when we give a gift, we're generous. We give the gift and we pay the price. None of us could get from here to heaven. And so God, Jesus, came from heaven to here to pay the price, and the gift is free. The Bible tells us what the gift giver is like. "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." The gift of Jesus shows us what the gift giver, God the Father, is like. He is a God of love. No matter who you are today, no matter your background, no matter what you've done or what's going on in your life, you are loved by God, and he gave his Son for you. And you are loved by us too. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die but will have eternal life." You see, the second gift of Jesus is that he offers us the gift of eternal life. None of us could get from here to heaven. As human beings, over the centuries, we've done the best of our ability to try and get off this planet. We tried to sail to the end of the world, only to find out that it was round. We pump thousands of gallons of fuel into the atmosphere so that we can get our aeroplanes to take off the ground. We've even managed to get into space, but we've not got very far into space. We can barely get off this planet on our own, let alone get to heaven on our own. The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us have got stuff wrong. But sin doesn't make us a bad person. In fact, some of you are sat here thinking, "Actually, Lee, I'm quite a good person. I give of my time, I give to charity, I take care of people in the community, I've never murdered anybody, I've never cheated in my marriage, I'm a good person." And you are, well done. But how many of us have ever told a little white lie? Gossiped about somebody? Spoken bad of someone? We've been undercharged and we've kept the change, which isn't really our own. We've hit our thumb with a hammer and something popped out of our mouth that we didn't think was going to pop out of our mouth. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sin doesn't make us bad. Sin makes us dead. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus is the gift. He is the one who can get us from here to heaven. It's only through him that we can get from here to heaven. The first thing in our Christmas cracker was the riddle. When Jesus came from heaven to here, he is the answer to the riddle. The second thing in our Christmas cracker is the gift. When Jesus came from heaven to here, Jesus is the gift. And the third thing in our Christmas cracker is the crown. When Jesus came from heaven to here, Jesus is the King. Just after Jesus was born, as Jan said, the wise men went to visit Jesus. They turned up at the palace and Jesus wasn't there. So they had to follow a star and they arrived at a stable where Jesus had been born. Have you ever wondered how we know the Bible is true? The wise men tell us that the Bible is true. Do you know how we know? Because if it was wise women, they'd have asked for directions, arrived on time, and got to the right place. and then I've brought appropriate gifts. The wise men arrive and they find Jesus and they present their gift to him. The first one gives a gift. It doesn't look like a baby grow. It's gold. Because gold is the sign of a king. And Jesus is the king. The second one presents his gift. It's not a cuddly teddy bear. It's frankincense. Incense was burned in the temple. It was a sensory reminder of the presence of God. The sight of the smoke, the smell of the fragrance reminded people through their senses that God was present in the temple. The frankincense was a reminder to say that God is present in this baby of Jesus. The third wise man presents his gift. It's not a rattle, it's myrrh. Myrrh was a spice that was used to anoint a dead body, to show the kind of death that Jesus would die upon a cross before 3 days later rising to life again. In another one of those riddles that was written about Jesus, it talks about Jesus as a king. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. Don't we need that this week? Make sure you vote on Thursday. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government, there will be no end. Jesus came as a king. A king would lead the people from the battle into the place of peace, from the darkness into the place of light. Some of you today, you feel like your life is in darkness because of some stuff that's going on, and you desire to be in the light. Some of you today, your life feels like there's a battle raging, and you desire to be in the peace. King Jesus is the one who can lead you from darkness to light, from the battle to peace. There are three things in our Christmas cracker. When Jesus came from heaven to earth, he is the answer to the riddle. When Jesus came from heaven to earth, he is the gift from God. When Jesus came from heaven to earth, he is the king. Jesus came from heaven to earth, and he's the answer to the riddle. But some of you today, your lives are riddled with stuff. And if that's you today, in a moment, I'm going to say a prayer. And at the end of that prayer, I'd like you to say amen, which just means I agree. I'm all in. Help me out. And we're going to ask that Jesus will take away the riddled fear and worry in your life and will make you whole. When Jesus came from heaven to earth, he came as the gift from God. Some of you here today, you know that Jesus was the gift of God. You've been people of faith in your past, but you don't have faith in your life right now. And today you need to find your faith again. And so in a moment, I'm going to pray a prayer. And at the end, I'd like you to say amen, to say that you want to find your faith again. When Jesus came from heaven to earth, he came as the king. For some of you, your life is in darkness right now. You've been walking without God. And today you want to find the light of Jesus and walk with him. He doesn't promise life will be easy, but Emmanuel, God with us, the promise of Christmas is that God will be with you through the hard times and the good times, that he will take you from darkness to light in this world and in the life to come. Would you close your eyes with me as we pray? Father, we thank you that Jesus is the answer to the riddle. Today we pray for those whose lives are riddled with worry or fear. Today, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would take the fear and worry from my life and you would set me free. Lord Jesus, I pray today for those who once knew you but aren't living life with you. Lord Jesus, I pray today that they would walk with you again, that they would find their faith. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the King. Today, Lord, I pray for those who don't know you, that they might come to know you. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're going to keep our eyes closed for a moment, and I'd like to pray for you. If you're in that first category today, your life is filled with fear, there's no peace in your life, and today you want to ask Jesus to give you peace, while everybody's eyes are closed, would you just raise a hand? God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, for those responding today to say they need your peace, would they find you the Prince of Peace in this Christmas season? May they take the bold steps to offer forgiveness and receive forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you're in that second category with our eyes closed still this morning, that you once walked with faith, but you no longer walk with faith, if today you would like to walk with faith in Jesus again, would you raise your hand for me? God bless you. Father, for those who've raised their hands to say they want to walk with you again, would you give them the boldness to walk wholeheartedly before you this day and every day of their lives? Amen. With our eyes still closed, for those today who your life has been in darkness, but you want to live in the light, that you realize the stuff you've done wrong, but you now want to invite Jesus to be part of your life and live your life with Jesus, would you raise your hand? God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who just raised their hands. I pray this day that you would enter their lives, that you would fill them with your peace, with your love, with your joy, that they would walk with you, that they would trust in you, and they would know your life in all its fullness in this life and in the one which is to come. For those who prayed that prayer then, for those who raised their hands, I'm going to pray a prayer and I'd like you to silently say this in your heart after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me. I'm sorry for all that I've done wrong, and I thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, that you died for me and you rose again for me. Holy Spirit, enter my life today and help me to live for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you raise your hand today, I'm going to be at the end just sat here. I'd love to talk with you and pass something to you at the end of the service today. Would you like to turn your eyes to the screen?